A health expert at the Cleveland Clinic is emphasizing the negative health impact of too much phone scrolling. Dr. Adam Borland, a psychologist, says what's known as doom scrolling can fuel stress, anxiety, and even disrupt sleep.
So it's important to check in with yourself, right? As you begin scrolling, am I noticing, oh, I'm, you know, all of a sudden I've got a headache or muscle tension or, you know, I'm just not feeling well.
Yeah, Dr. Borland suggests setting screen time limits.
It becomes problematic. You lose time. You lose a sense of clarity in terms of what am I actually reading here and how is it affecting me?
He suggests starting with realistic goals and using an alarm to signal when your screen time is up. Dr. Borland says once the alarm goes off, do something more positive for mental health, like going for a walk or doing a hobby. All right, before I get you back to music, our morning devotion, working through Larry Crabb's God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience taken from his longer book that took him 5 years to write, 66 love letters. Today, day 19, Zechariah, believe what you cannot see. Zechariah 9:12 says, return to your fortress, O prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. What might the Lord unpack for us from Zechariah? Larry imagines it might be something like this. If you could see right now what is happening in the unseen world, you'd be filled with hope. You must trust me for whatever tastes of glory I choose to provide in this life as you continue to build the temple. You have become a prisoner of hope. The hope I provide anchors a weary, empty, troubled soul in my plan. Beneath difficult feelings, hope encourages by giving you reason to persevere with the joy of anticipation. Happiness depends on present blessing, which I do not guarantee. Joy depends on future hope, which I do guarantee. Do not expect to feel good. You may not. My work of hope reaches into the center of your soul to strengthen your character and deepen your resolve in any circumstance of life. I gave advance notice that my son would come, that he would be hated and killed, that what his killers meant for evil, I meant for good, that I would then open the eyes of those I invite to the party to realize what they did in killing my son, that I would meet them in their brokenness with a cleansing fountain, that I would then set my son on the throne of this world and everything would be as it should be. So live in hope. Our closing prayer this morning, Father, we ask for eyes of faith. Help us to live by faith, anticipating a better day that's ahead while enjoying whatever blessings you choose to bestow now. May our hope be defined by the internal work you do in us rather than the external change of our circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen. I love that line in there that says, happiness depends on present blessing, which I do not guarantee. Joy depends on future hope, which I do guarantee. I've been catching for quite a while now on the drive, right around 5:45. Dawson's been reading from Brennan Manning's heralded book, The Ragamuffin Gospel, Embracing God's Unconditional Love. And he's finished the book, the afterword, but he's into the a bonus edition here called 19 Mercies, a Spiritual Retreat. And yesterday he read from the sixth of those, which is the call from the cross. And I was really struck by this line at the end that'll lead us into our next tune here this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. And it was this is right near the end. He says, Brennan writes, listen to what Jesus speaks to you from the cross. I'm dying to be with you. I'm really dying to be with you. And then he whispers, will you die a little to be with me? That just really struck me. I think I was listening as I was walking three dogs yesterday. Yes, Athena and Wesley and Darling. Darling, my daughters, Evelyn's. Listen to what Jesus speaks to you from the cross. I'm dying to be with you. I'm really dying to be with you. Reminded me of this song from Point of Grace, Dying to Reach You, on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. Good morning.
You look through temples of time to see you right where you stand. Yeah. He emptied all of himself so he could reach out his hand.
Winnet Wednesday and the Wake Up Show on WWIB. Continuing with the stumper we were asking on Tuesday trivia.
Let's give it a go here at 715-723-2555. Again, the question is this. It's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. It's estimated that there are 18 million what in use around the world? 715-723-2555. Your chance to win $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop. Of course, they're in downtown Menominee. In the summer, they have that Rock Falls location. You can order online at cjscandystore.com. Estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. 715-723-2555. Some incorrect guesses from yesterday. It's not cell phones, vehicles, typewriters, lawnmowers, flashlights, guide dogs, coffee makers, health workers, bicycles, mopeds, hair dryers, satellites, hotels, reading glasses, ATMs, aircrafts, toilets, golf clubs, service dogs. I guess we had that earlier. Drones, forklifts, or pagers. Estimated there are 18 million of these in use around the world. What is it for $25 to spend to get some candy?
Uh-huh. Yeah, lots of people would love this. It's catching my eye. They've got caramel apples that look delicious as well.
Tis the season for that.
Uh-huh.
715-723-2555. Win it Wednesday. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy, what do you think?
How about computers?
How about computers? Is it 18 million computers in use around the world, Tammy? Not it, but call us back, friend. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 on a Win It Wednesday. If we don't get a correct guess here, we'll give you a clue coming up after 745. But now's your chance to jump in before a clue is given and maybe win those $25 in wooden nickels to spend before anybody else can.
Early bird gets the worm, yeah. Beat the people who are waiting for the clue and take home the prize.
715-723-2555. Again, it's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. 18 million what? 715-723-2555. 723-2555. A lot of great things at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop. I mean, gummies galore. You can have nostalgic sweets, the ones that you grew up with when you were a kid. Candies from all over the world. And if you like Pez, they've got pretty much every Pez imaginable, too.
They do. And the Australian licorice was kind of catching my eye.
Oh, that sounds good.
But yeah, go ahead.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lisa Mondovi.
Hey, hi, Lisa. What do you think?
Is it wind turbines or windmills?
Windmills.
Okay, sure.
That's a great guess.
Yeah. Drive by a lot of them when I visit my grandparents in Iowa. Is that what we're looking for? No, but an excellent guess. Thank you so much, Lisa. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Sky. I'm from Rice Lake. I would say Bluetooth telephone use of hands-free device for automobiles.
Okay, hands-free Bluetooth devices. Sure. Makes it a little bit safer driving and talking. Is that it? It's not, but good to hear from Rice Lake. Thank you for the call, Scotty. 715-723-2555. We have time for three more guesses if we get them. 715-723-2555 for $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Jackie from Durand.
Hi,
hey,
Jackie.
Jackie, go ahead.
I keep thinking porta-potties.
Keep thinking porta-potties. Are you thinking correctly?
Yeah.
Is that in the right vein? Is that what we're needing? No, but good guess. Again, you got to think out of the box sometimes, or out of the commode, I guess. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Are you
Hello?
There?
Yeah.
All right. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Kurt, calling from Hayward.
All right, Kurt. Good to hear from Hayward. What do you think?
Fax machine.
Is it fax machines?
Oh, that's a good thought.
Yeah, a little old school technology. Is it fax machines? 18 million of these are used around the world. Good guess, Kurt, but not it. All right, one more guess, I think, is what we said, if I've counted correctly. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Kathy from Eau Claire.
All right, Kathy, what do you think?
Bibles.
Is it Bibles? Estimated that there are 18 million Bibles in use around the world. Is that what we are looking for, Kathy?
Sorry, Kathy.
It's not. Thank you for the guess. And it's going to be clue time. It's going to be clue time coming up. And we will see if we can get you tracking in the right direction for this. So somebody maybe wins on a Win It Wednesday and gets those $25 in wooden nickels to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop, downtown Menominee.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. We'll try again, putting $25 in wooden nickel spending on the line for C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee.
715-723-2555 to call, 715-723-2555. The question we've been working on since 24 hours ago is this. It's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. It's estimated that there are 18 million of these in use around the world. And now is the point in time where we give you the first clue.
Yeah. So, again, the first clue is still. That's still in use.
It is estimated that there are 18 million of these still in use around the world. Still in use around the world. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555 for your chance to win $25 to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. And remember as well, too, you can order online at cjscandystore.com. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Hey, it's Holly from Eau Claire. Is it a bathroom scale? Is it a bathroom
scale?
Oh, good guess.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we get those and then we just don't want to look at them anymore. Is it a bathroom scale? Holly? Not what we're looking for, but a good guess. Thank you. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Still in use around the world. 18 million of these. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kurt from Hayward. Is it a pager?
Is it a pager? That was actually guessed yesterday, so you can have a bonus guess if you'd like, Kurt. Oh.
Air fryer.
Air fryer. All right, think it on your feet. Is it an air fryer? Not it. Thank you, Kurt. Good to hear from Hayward. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Christy Eau Claire.
Hey, Christy, go ahead.
A VCR.
Is it a VCR? What makes you say VCR?
You said still in use.
Still in
use.
Yeah, still.
Okay. Is it a VCR? And I'm trying to think. How about... When was the last time I watched something on a VCR? Do you still have one in your house?
We have a DVD player, but we do not have readily identifiable VCR. No, we don't.
Well, and I remember like the first time... Sorry, we're keeping you on the line here. But I remember the first time I watched Toy Story, which I just watched with my kids the other day. I remember getting it on VHS, and that was how I watched one of the cinematic masterpieces.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, we're taking your time. Is it a VCR? 18 million of those still in use around the world?
It is. Way to go, Christy. You're going to the candy store.
You're a winner.
Well done.
You're a winner.
Now, the follow-up question, do you have a VCR still in your home?
I do not have a VCR, but I do have VHS tapes, all of the Disney ones from like 40 years ago when my daughter was little.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, keep those around. They're probably worth something.
Just a one-word clue tipped you off there.
Well done. Hang on the line for us, and Havel will get your information to get you those $25 and wooden nickels to spend at C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop in Menominee. Enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's estimated there are 18 million VCRs still in use around the world.
Headline, men need twice as much exercise as women to lower heart risk.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Man. Men may need to exercise twice as much as the ladies to achieve the same reduction in coronary heart disease risk, according to a new study published in Nature Cardiovascular Research.
Which you're a regular reader of. With heart disease remaining the leading cause of death in this country, the research highlights how exercise guidelines may need to account for differences between men and women.
The study analyzed activity data from over 80,000 people without CHD, again, coronary heart disease, and found more than 5,000 patients with CHD to see how exercise affects heart risk and survival rates.
And what they found is that women who followed exercise guidelines had a 22% lower risk of developing CHD compared with 17% for men.
Women could also achieve a 30% lower CHD risk by getting around 4 hours of moderate exercise each week.
On the other hand, men needed about 8 hours of similar activity.
So good news for the ladies and guys. I guess we got to get off the couch, get off our lazy boys, and get out there and walk a little bit more. I mean, I see a little bit further down. I know you take some walks regularly with the dogs, too, and they say, hey, one long walk is better
for
your heart than multiple short walks. So if we're talking heart health, get out for a little bit longer walk, and especially while the weather is decent. It's not frigid now, so get on out and have a nice walk. And you know what? Spouses, take those walks together, and wives just know you're getting twice as much benefit from it.
I like to say, Caleb, if you're moving, you're improving.
Indeed.
Real quick, want to share a October Connect I received personally from one of our former interns. Remember Clint Berge, a graduate of Bloomer High School, UW-Green Bay, and on he goes. And I remember a game I think you, I, and him did at Carson Park in Eau Claire, Chi-High and Memorial. And he says he listened to our McDonald game on YouTube Friday night, really enjoyed that. And it says he's been listening to us in the mornings, and it's wonderful.
So, well, hello, Clint. Mm-hmm. And, good to hear from you. Thanks for that October Connect.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that simple. Again, we'd love to hear how WWIB is part of your life, part of your routine. If there's a song, story that's been used in your life in the last year, you said, man, that was just at the right time that I heard that. WWIB, we are family.
Time for some friendly competition on the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win a Wednesday, WWIB.
Yes, indeed. Our illustrious program director, Greg Stewart, joins us.
Good morning. Good morning.
Also, Michelle, you often hear her mid-morning. She's the smiling face you see when you come in to pick up your prizes. Michelle and Greg will be playing Pumpkin Fact or Fiction. We have five questions here. Havel and I will alternate on these questions. And Michelle and Greg will each answer whether they think this is fact or fiction. These little things we have to tell you about pumpkins.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We answer at the same time then?
You know, you can...
You can weigh it out.
You can weigh it out,
okay.
And kind of
have time to think
dialogue about it.
About it.
For instance, question number one. All right, here we go. A championship pumpkin can grow as much as 40 pounds in a day. Fact or fiction? A championship pumpkin can grow as much as 40 pounds in a day. Is that fact or fiction?
Wow, 40 pounds
when
a day?
When I was working with Libby, I wish I could have lost 40 pounds in a day.
I think that's fiction. What do you think?
I think it's a fact. Who was it that had that prize
Brian
pumpkin?
In Oliva, yeah.
Brian 40
Oliva.
Pounds.
Yeah. How much did that weigh? So that had to gain a
40
lot
pounds in a day seems like a lot. Caleb?
Is it a fact or is it fictitious? It's a fact. A
all right.
Pumpkin can
that
grow.
Michelle takes a 1-0 lead.
Incredible. Give credit to Brian.
All right. Well,
right. Okay. Next one here, pumpkin fact or fiction with Greg and Michelle. In colonial Connecticut, pumpkin halves were used as guides for haircuts. In colonial Connecticut, pumpkin halves were used as guides for haircuts. You've heard about like the upside down bowl haircut that the boys used to have
I'm
when I was growing up?
Fiction on that.
I'll stick with fiction on that one too. That's not right.
Is it fact or fiction?
You're both wrong.
You're both wrong.
It's a fact.
It's actually fact.
Pumpkin
halves were used as guides for haircuts.
Don't you know your American history?
Right. My dad used a bowl, so.
I must have been out of school that day.
All right. We'll see if Greg can get on the scoreboard with this one. Number three, Wisconsin produces more pumpkins than any other U.S. state. Fact or fiction? Wisconsin produces more pumpkins than any other state.
Fiction.
Okay. I'm going to go with fact on that one.
Okay.
Greg's just deciding to go fiction on every one.
Everything is fake news. Is it fact or fiction? Wisconsin produces more pumpkins than any other U.S. state. For Greg's answer, it is in fact fiction. I guess I don't really even know which one I'm playing here, but Greg was right.
Okay.
Greg was right.
Do we have a state? What state is it?
Illinois is number one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, Michelle, you had said fact?
I did.
So we're tied at one.
All right. Two more questions left. Pumpkin fact or fiction here at the WIB Wake Up Show. The very first jack-o'-lantern was actually made out of a turnip. The very first jack-o'-lantern was made out of a turnip. Is that a fact or is
I'm
that fictitious?
Say fiction on that.
I'm going to say fact.
Yeah, a turnip is really hard to carve out.
We'll see what turns up.
It's very hard.
All right, we got our answers, Caleb.
Greg says fact, and he is correct.
Yay.
Greg
two
takes
to one.
A 2-1 lead.
Michelle kind of resting on her laurels. She had the first one, but she's 0-for since then. All right, the last question to wrap up pumpkin fact or fiction. Michelle needs it. We'll see. Maybe Greg needs to answer first here before Michelle goes.
All right.
Pumpkins are 90% air. Pumpkins are 90% air. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to go with fact.
How Michelle, about you? Do you agree or disagree?
Well, is this a tiebreaker or something?
You needed to catch him. So.
Oh, I need to catch him. I'm going to say fact.
You're going to agree with him.
I'm going to agree.
Okay. All right.
Pumpkins are 90% air. Is that fact or fiction? You are actually both incorrect. Okay. It is fiction. They are 90% water.
Water.
90% water. Okay. I suppose when you start, you know, getting out, gooping out the pumpkin goop.
It's pretty wet.
Sue out there was kind of like waving her hand saying, I need that.
She should have come in here.
Greg is the winner. Caleb, tell Greg what he wins.
Okay.
The winner?
When you win.
A pumpkin.
You get to continue having great employees who love you.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. That's congratulations.
A job well done.
Thanks for playing.
You bet.